This is quite a time for the airline industry. We're seeing more and more flights to more and more different places by more and more unfamiliar names. I mean, whoever thought JetBlue would be flying to Europe and small twin-engine planes, or for that matter, that Southwest Airlines would be serving Hawaii in 737s. Robert Crandall probably knew all that because he knows everything in the airline industry. Popular former president, chairman, and CEO of American Airlines, Robert Crandall, joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, David. How are you? Yes, there's a lot going on.
And everybody's going everywhere. It's funny because I see American Airlines getting small to some degree, adding more and more, you know, little small regional jets going into more and more far-flung places, places I never thought they'd fly. And then I see, you know, the mainline carriers flying to the big city. I mean, the JetBlues and Southwest of the world flying places I never thought they'd be flying.
No, I agree with you, David. I think it shows the continuing evolution of the business. And, you know, as the smaller aircraft reach out to smaller cities, in effect, the industry is sort of recreating the denser web that existed during regulated times. I know, as you know, that, and I don't know the statistics anymore, but in the years immediately following deregulation, a great many cities lost all commercial airline traffic. And as the larger carriers are in effect commissioning their secondary agents to go, we're rebuilding that network effect to some effect, and that probably is a positive, I must say, for the economy. The greater the ubiquity of commercial air transportation, the better it is for the country.
Yeah, a lot of this seems to have come about because of the advent of this new equipment. Embraer really started with these little twin-engine jets that seemed to be pretty fuel-efficient, Bombardier coming along at the same time. I guess now there's pressure on Boeing and Airbus to come back with smaller planes.
Well, that's right. Just as you say, I don't know that Boeing and Airbus are going to reach down to that level. But the reality is, as smaller and more efficient airplanes come along, it is possible to serve smaller cities, and as it is possible to serve smaller cities, you kind of rebuild the ubiquity of the network of air transportation. And as I said earlier, that's a positive. You know, as to Southwest reaching out to Hawaii and carriers going across, new carriers reaching across the Atlantic, JetBlue reaching across the Atlantic, this is really not surprising. As the network of a given carrier expands, the opportunities, they're anxious to have opportunities to serve all the places that their customers want to go rather than handing those customers off to other carriers.
You know, those of us who have watched your industry for so long have always seen that your industry seems to have developed an uncanny knack to shoot itself in the foot somehow, that all of a sudden when everything's great and the economy's okay, along come an influx of brand new carriers that, you know, the drive price is lower. Nobody can make any money. That hadn't happened lately.
David, come on now. Come on. That's the dynamism of capitalism. I mean, that's what happens. You get an opportunity develops, and so capital and people find their way to exploit that opportunity, and that intensifies competition, and that's good for everybody. You know, I mean, you're quite right, of course. Look, you can have in some businesses, and certainly this was true in the airline business for a while, and it could be true again, you can have an intensity of competition that makes it impossible for capital to get a satisfactory return. But that is relatively rare. And as a generality, I think it's a good thing that capitalism is flexing its muscles.
You know, this DFW hub here that you built is really seems to be on the ascendancy. Sean Donahue is the head of the airport, and he was in the other day. He desperately wants to build another terminal. As you probably know, Americans going into that little satellite terminal that Delta abandoned over in NE. This seems like a good time for DFW.
Well, it's a great time for DFW, and really it's a pretty good time. It's quite a good time for the industry itself. You know, the demand for air transportation, David, when we first came across the unique idea of awarding miles for travel. One of the truths that underlay that was the notion that people really didn't want Ginzu knives. What they wanted was travel. And the consequence and the subsequent development of the world's economy proves that. As more people around the world reach up towards or achieve a middle income status, the kind of first thing they do is buy a plane ticket. So you continuously are seeing a growth in passenger, growth in revenue passenger miles, and that's simply a reflection of the fact that all over the world people want to go somewhere. They want to go see grandma, they want to go see all the great sights of the world they've never seen. I mean, how often in past years, David, if you went back 50 years, you wouldn't find many places saying we have too many tourists and therefore we have to wonder about whether we can accommodate any more tourists. And that is true, as you know, in the world today and a whole lot of places.
It seems like the other thing is that's helping, too, is that you don't have to change at JFK or Heathrow or stop in Hawaii anymore on the way. They've got equipment that...
And that's terrific. And of course, the new airplanes did that. And we started, I mean, Boeing and others started to develop those very long-range twin-engine airplanes back in the early 90s. And came to the manufacturers, both Boeing and the others, came to us and said, "What do you need?" And we said, "We need airplanes with 8,000 miles worth of capability, so we don't have to constantly go through the hub." And of course, the big thing was we don't want to go to Narita; we want to go nonstop to wherever we want to go in Asia, and that's what's happening today. And that too is facilitating more travel.
Still, really a dynamic industry, isn't it? Do you miss it?
Yes, of course I miss it.
I think they miss you too. Bob Crandall is the former chairman, president, and CEO of American Airlines. And it's always good to hear your voice, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Good to be with you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.